timeless Hebrew slang expressions. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to HebrewPod101.com. I'm John.
And I'm Katya.
This is Must Know Hebrew Slang Words and Phrases, Season 1, Lesson 25. In this lesson, you'll learn timeless Hebrew slang expressions. While some slang expressions become old-fashioned with time, these old expressions have become an integral part of the Hebrew language. The expressions you'll be learning in this lesson are
לקחת את העניינים לידיים, ליפול מהרגליים, לנשנש, היית מת, היית מתה.
Katya, what's our first expression?
לקחת את העניינים לידיים.
Literally meaning, to take things to the hands. But when it's used as a slang expression, it means to take charge.
לקחת את העניינים לידיים. לקחת את העניינים לידיים.
Listeners, please repeat.
לקחת את העניינים לידיים.
Use this slang expression when you want to tell or advise someone to take charge of things. Now let's hear an example sentence.
הכל קורס, אתה חייב לקחת את העניינים לידיים. הכל קורס, אתה חייב לקחת את העניינים לידיים.
Everything is falling apart. You have to take charge.
הכל קורס, אתה חייב לקחת את העניינים לידיים.
Okay, what's the next expression?
ליפול מהרגליים.
Literally meaning, to fall off your feet. But when it's used as a slang expression, it means to be exhausted, shocked, or very excited.
ליפול מהרגליים. ליפול מהרגליים.
Listeners, please repeat.
ליפול מהרגליים.
Use this slang expression when you want to describe a situation where you're so shocked, exhausted, or excited that you're falling off your feet. Now let's hear an example sentence.
איזה חתיך, חשבתי שאני הולכת ליפול מהרגליים. איזה חתיך, חשבתי שאני הולכת ליפול מהרגליים.
What a hottie, I thought I was going to fall off my feet.
איזה חתיך, חשבתי שאני הולכת ליפול מהרגליים.
Okay, what's our next expression?
לנשנש.
The noun,
נשנוש,
means in Hebrew, a snack, and
לנשנש
is its verb form, which means to munch. And when it's used as a slang expression, it also means to munch.
לנשנש, לנשנש.
Listeners, please repeat.
לנשנש.
Use this slang expression when you want to describe the action of eating something small, like snacks or appetizers. Or to describe the action of eating fast and while not sitting properly at a table. Eating while driving, for example. Now let's hear an example sentence.
בא לך לנשנש משהו? יש בוטנים ויש זיתים. בא לך לנשנש משהו? יש בוטנים ויש זיתים.
Would you like to grab a bite? There are peanuts and olives.
בא לך לנשנש משהו? יש בוטנים ויש זיתים.
Okay, what's the last expression?
היית מת. היית מתה.
Literally meaning, you die. But when it's used as a slang expression, it means, you wish.
היית מת. היית מתה. היית מת. היית מתה.
Listeners, please repeat.
היית מת. היית מתה.
Use this slang expression when you want to tease someone. It's like saying you wish that something will happen, but in reality, there's no chance that it will happen. Now let's hear an example sentence.
היית מת שאני אצא איתך. היית מת שאני אצא איתך.
You wish I'd go out with you.
היית מת שאני אצא איתך.
Okay, listeners, are you ready to be quizzed on the expressions you just learned? I will describe four situations, and you will choose the right expression to use in your reply. Are you ready? If the actor you admire most approaches you and gives you a kiss, you feel like you're about to
ליפול מהרגליים.
To be exhausted, shocked, or very excited. If everyone around you looks confused and helpless, you realize that you better
לקחת את העניינים לידיים.
To take charge. If your friend tells you, I know you cannot live without me, you can answer
היית מת. היית מתה.
You wish. If you're not really hungry, but you feel like having something small, like a snack, it means you feel like
לנשנש.
To munch. There you have it, you've mastered four Hebrew slang expressions. We have more vocab lists available at HebrewPod101.com, so be sure to check them out. Thanks, everyone, and see you in another series.
Leitraot!
Attention Android, iPhone, iPad, and Kindle Fire users.
Want to learn Hebrew on the go with your mobile device?
Then download our free app, Innovative Language 101.
You get all of your favorite HebrewPod 101 lessons inside this app.
So you can learn anywhere, anytime.
Go to HebrewPod101.com/ILL-APP to download Innovative Language 101 for free.